the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Friday, the 24th of March, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform. At five, Games Workshop, trading update and dividend. Games Workshop announces that trading in the 3 months to the end of February 2023 has been in line with expectations. The company also announces the board has today declared a dividend of £1.20 per share. Including this dividend, total dividends declared for the year so far are £4.15 per share. This is up from £2.35 last year. The company intends to issue a full year trading update for the 52 weeks ending the 28th of May in June. At four, Phoenix Copper, corporate update. The company is finalising discussions with a number of parties with a view to placing up to $80 million of corporate copper bonds, which were initially announced on the 8th of June. Recognising current market conditions, the coupon payable on the bonds has been amended to the higher of a copper price coupon or an interest rate coupon. The interest rate coupon will be an average monthly closing federal discount rate plus 5%, subject to a minimum of 8.5% per annum and a maximum of 20% per annum. At three, Atlantic Lithium, corporate update, director PDMR shareholding. The board of Atlantic Lithium advised that certain directors have purchased in the market a total of 790,137 shares at an average price of 26.66 pence per share, equating to an aggregate value of 210,676. They include Mr. Len Kolff, interim CEO, purchased 23,508, and Ms. Amanda Harsas, finance director and company secretary, purchased 766,629 shares. At two, Supply Acme Capital, board changes and trade flow update. Dr. Thomas James and John Collis tendered their resignation as statutory directors of the company, and the board of directors has accepted their resignations in those capacities with immediate effect. On the 22nd of July 2022, the company announced that it was reviewing its relationship with Tradeflow and, by extension, the Tradeflow Group. Since that time, the board has been working with Dr. James and Mr. Collis to document the restructuring of the company's ownership of Tradeflow, and so as to enable the Tradeflow directors to buy back 81% of the trade flow from the company. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Argo Blockchain, grant of equity awards and PDMR notifications. On the 22nd of March, the company granted 1.9 million PSUs, or performance share units, and 658,000 share options to Saif El Bakli, the company's interim chief executive officer. In accordance with the company's remuneration policy, which applies to the company's CEO, the PSUs and share options both contain performance conditions relevant to Mr. El Bakli's role. To read more details from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.